Kutim Adam Taylor Rejnun. Penelas's Daya should know she culminates Savachal Hayasudim Inamarak Mikhasar and Hadas. All types of pain and suffering are only because of a lack of knowledge or wisdom. Kimish Yesh Laidas, one who has sense, he desha Akel, the Ashkacha Mashiach is Bora. He knows that everything's an Ashkacha Mashem, Ein Lai Shom Yasudim, that he has no suffering at all. In a Magish Mitzah, he feels no pain. Ki Hashem, no son, Hashem Lokach. Hashem gave and Hashem took, so he knows that whatever is missing with him, he's lacking panosa or anything else that Hashem took it away, so he's satisfied. There's no suffering there. Even though there are certain types of yisurim where it's impossible to avoid feeling the pain, for example, because you want to think that is compounded, is combined together, you want to separate these two. For example, yisurim sheyesh miyitzias and neshamim and haguf, like the suffering that comes, and the neshama leaves the guf. You want to say that's one of the biggest yisurim possible. Behem yisurei hachayle sheboi machma shemascheles and neshama espashim and haguf. This is the pain that the sick person suffers. This pain comes from the fact that the neshama begins to draw itself out of the body. Machma shnikshira haneshama vehaguf bekeshir amitz vechozok. Because the neshama is bound, tied so tightly, so securely tied to the body with such a strong tie, al kein bihechrach marigish hayesudim bi'esapirut. Therefore, he's forced to feel the suffering, this pain, at the time when the neshama begins to separate from the body. Afal pi kein, still hayesudim kalim mi'oid v'nechem le'eskabel. Yesudim are very light and very easy to receive. Bi'esh yedeya b'daz borum. The person knows with a clear mind, Sha'akel b'yashkocha b'Hashem is what up, but everything's b'yashkocha b'Hashem. B'kolshkei sh'ami neitzavi yisurim sh'im ha'gishim klal k'shiyash b'daz kanal. That's in this case where the yisurim are actual. Still he can feel that they're very light because he knows it's b'Hashem. Certainly so. In other cases of tzadi yisurim where a person really shouldn't feel anything at all if he has daz. Ikir ha'tzav mei ha'yisurim hu machmas sh'emet l'nimeno ha'daz k'neshiyagash yisurim. The main pain that comes from these yisurim is because of the fact that the first takeaway is das, so they should feel the yisurim. If he'd have das, he wouldn't feel the yisurim. Zeh yikid tzar she yisrael shesh lahem begolos. This is the main suffering that the Jews have in Golos. Hakol hu machma shenaflu mehadas, because the Jews have fallen from the das. Mechachma fasechel, v'tel en hakol b'teva al mikrim b'mazel. They say that everything is because of nature, mazel, it happens because of mikvah, coincidence, nature. Because of this fact that they have fallen away from the emunah shleimah hashgacha, they believe in teva, therefore they have itzar and yisurim. This, the reason this is happens so is because they are living among the goyim. They learn from the goyim. Because here the goyim are very lucky. They enjoy good fortune. Israel nizim ushvon. The Jews are in a very low category. They're ashamed. They're embarrassed throughout. Al kein heim linden mehem v'telon akel b'tevel mikveh. Therefore, the Israel learn from the Goyim, and they point to everything as though it comes because of nature or coincidence. Machmas zebi atzmo yesh lahem yisurim. This alone they have this yisurim. Ki ilu hoyu lahem das sha'akel b'yashkocha. If they would have das, they know that everything is Hashgacha, they wouldn't have had any yisurim at all, like the men of Israel explained before. The emes Yisrael heim amal amei ha-teva. The emes, the Jews, are actually above the teva, above nature. They are not governed by nature. When they commit sins, as I neif lemal tachas ha-teva, they fall below the teva, then they are governed by nature. Kamei ha-akum sheim tachas ha-mazlami ha-teva, like the goyim are underneath the mazl and teva. Then they have golos and they have tzah because they need the tether, they need the goyim. Ikir atzah liya golos shalahem hurak ayin ezebi atzmei shalahem das. The main reason for the tzah, pain, and the golos they have is only because of the fact that they have no das. The telem b'teva, and they point to everything as of teva. They said that it depends upon, that it's because of, it's caused by teva. K'shei Kadosh Baruch Hu reitzo v'racham al Yisrael, when Hashem wants to have pity on the Jews, lo hishiyom migalusom, to help them out of their golos falas, as kates v'seif miyameitzo lahem, to make an end to the one who was causing them this yisurim, as I mamshich aleihem hashkocha. Hashem brings upon them the hashkocha. the Azai Machnia Mabatl Hateva Vihamazal Shoya Mikhaev Shihi Yusil and Sun Tachas Yoda. With this Hashkocho that Hashem brings from elsewhere, he's Machnia, he lowers, he makes a bottle of Teva and Mazal, which this Teva Mazal makes it that the Jews should be underneath the Kayach of the Teva and Mazal and the Goyim. And then the one, the Meitzah, the one that gives trouble to the Jews, the one who oppresses the Jews, he becomes Chayiv, and Ela Hashem brings a Ketz, a Seif, to that Seine Yisrael. Yisrael, Elam Aleim Yidei Hashkocha. Through the Hashkocha that Hashem brings upon the Jews, so the Jews rise over and above them, above this Meitzah, and above the Muslim Teva. Benazal says, now where does this Hashkocha come from that Hashem takes for the Jews when he wants to be Menachem on them? This Hashkocha Hashem draws from the end of time. Kilo Osid, future, be'ez Sakeids, the time of Kate Sagulo, Yuspat, La Teva, La Gamri. So the Teva will become bottled completely. La Yihirak, Hashkocha, La Vat, will be only pure Hashkocha. Kama Hashkocha, like the Pasuk says, Yishaya, Kiha, Shamayim, Ke'oshon, Imlochu, Vihores, Kabege, Tivla. Shemaya means the Teva, Mazolos will become wiped out and completely mixed up like Osh, like smoke. And the others, that means the lower ones, the ones on earth, the leaders of the Goyim, will also be erased like a cloth or a cloth that rots away. Energy is Batil HaTeva, Shehi Alpi Marechas HaGechovim Mazolos, the Teva, the nature which is caused by the order, the arrangement of these stars, Mazolos, this will become bottled. Zehu nimlachu, henashi is balbalubi, is arvavu kol hamazolis. All these mazolis in their regular arranged form will become completely confused and mixed up. Vayi shum mazol drak hashkocha levadam. No mazol at all, only purely hashkocha v'mashem. Oz yihi yisrael amal, and the Jews will be above. Yalkein gam atok hashem yisporach leitzer mazes keitz v'seif me'eza akum. Hashem wants to make an end of any nation of the Goyim. Yehi Yisrael Amala, and the Jews should be above, as I mamshich aleihem hashkocha miketz v'seif ha'elam. So Hashem draws this hashkocha from the end of time, the end of the world, shows the yehi yed, like hashkocha, then it'll be only hashkocha. Right, there's also hashkocha in this alam Yisrael, and that's a ketz v'seif meha atum, shayim atzir lehem. So this hashkocha, so the Jews rise up above, and an end is made to the goyim who oppress them. Zebuchina's ketz bo ha'ketz. I mean, Hashem wants to make a kates, kates boah kates, kates when he wants to make an end, a seif to the goyim, as I mamshich hashkocha mi kates ha'achanin kanal. Then boah kates, it comes from, where does this seif to the goyim come from? It comes from the end of time, it's the hashkocha. Hashem brings that hashkocha, and with that hashkocha, the middle of the Jews go up, and the akum are ended, are wiped out. Tfilo b'chinas hashkocha l'mala mi'ateva. And tefillah itself is the bechina of hashkocha that's above nature. Ki ha-teva mechayev kach, because the nature dictates this should happen. U'tefillah mishana ha-teva. Tefillah changes ha-teva. Yu bechina's godol. Tefillah is the bechina of godol. It's called godol bechina's ki migoy godol asher lelikim krevim elov kashem lelikim v'chol kareinu elov. Who is a nation that is godol, that has this power of godol of changing teva, like the Jews who to whom Hashem is close, whatever they call them. He said, "Gedula Seinu, our greatness is Hashem Yisborach, Shemiyat Tfila Seinu. That Hashem hears our Tfila, and Meshana HaTeva, Yidesh Kachosu Yisborach. And He changes the Teva through His Hashkocha. Kamesh Kachosu Sapro, Noli Yisak Gdelis, Shos Elisha." And the king said to Gehri, "Tell me the Gdelis, the great things Elisha did." The Kmeshem Razal Yimora says, "Elisha the Ovid, Brachmi the Ovid. Whatever Elisha accomplishes great things were through Tfila. Nimtso She Tfila Shubachinas Nisim Yashkocha Hitnecha Teva, or Bachinas Kobo." So it means that the tefillah, which is a bechina of nisim, because it changes the teva, it's hashkocha, which is the opposite of teva, it's a bechina of godol. So mi goy godol, the Jews are a goy godol, a nation who have this godol, this power, that they can call upon Hashem to change the teva, and Hashem should bring the hashkocha to him. Bezeh peder, this is pshat mashaheshev, will be tami l'rav ketino. And Tuvi Tami answered l'rav ketino, when he asked him, my guha, what is guha, what is a earthquake? When Hashem remembers his children, the Jews, that they are resting among, living among the Goyim and sad and suffering, so then Hashem kaviyachol lowers, lets down two tears into the Yam HaGadol. The sound is heard from one end of the world to the other, and that's the earthquake. That's Gua. pshat is Henik Shigash Baruch Hu Zecheh Shehein Shuyim B'Tzah Ben Ha'akum. But Hashem remembers that the Jews are living inside among the Goyim Ben Ha'akum Daika. That's what is the tzad? The fact they are among the Goyim. Ki Zeik, that tzad is the main tzad. Ma Shehein Shuyim Ben Ha'akum V'Lamdu Mehem. The fact they're living among the Goyim, they learn from them. Enough when they had Das, they have fallen from the Dreg of Das, with Telem Biham, Mazel Biyat Teva. And now they say that everything comes from Mazel and Teva. Bezeik, that Sa, Shalem, Kanal is the main Sa. As I made it the Mois, then Hashem has made it the Mois, Hainu meaning Shem Mamshi Chaleim Hashkocha. That he brings down Hashkocha upon them. The Mois means Hashkocha. Ki the Mois, Hain Bechinas Hashkocha, because the Mois, tears are Bechina of Hashkocha. Rasham Rabbi says the final Rabbi, the Gemara says, Al Posek Vishavu Ha'ov Machrag Yeshem, the clouds return after the rain. The Gemara says, Zehori Ois Shahelech Acharabchi, that after crying at the tears, so the sight leaves. The tears take away some of the sight. Nimzo Shademois, Hem Lekhim Chelik Horois, that the tears take a part of the sight. And the sight is drawn into the tears. The tears carry away the sight. It means that the tears have within them the power of sight. That the Dmois themselves are a chelik, a part of the Ashkocha and sight. Because the Dmois take away the sight. And therefore, we say Hashem murdered Shnei Dmois, he brings down the power of Ashkocha. Then Hashem brings down the parts of Ashkocho to the Yamagodl, meaning Hanabachinas Ha'akum Ha'Moshel on Yisrael. Yamagodl means the Akum who are Moshel on the Jews. Bechinas Ve'Rishoim Ve'Yom Nigrash. Rishon are like the waves of the sea that are driven by the wind. Ve'Azaynas and Bechinas Godl Bechinas Ashkocho. Then there becomes created the Bechina of Godl Bechinas Ashkocho. And Hashem brings down this Ashkocho to the Jews. Against the Akum, Bechinas Tfila, Shehu Bechinas Godel Kanal, which is a Bechina of Tfila, which is a Bechina of Godel. Godel because it changes the Teva. Zeh Olik Kodanish from Yisayf Elam at Seifoi, Henu Shemamshi Chashkocha Yisayf Elam, Miketz Seachrei. That means Seif Elam, he brings the Ashkocha from the end of the world. It means from the end of time, what then is only Ashkocha. Ad Seifoi, Laz is Seif, Miketz Mei Ha'akum HaMeshna Yisrael. In order to make a Seif, an end of these Goyim who rule over the Jews. Bechinas Ketz Boa Ketz Kanal. Kates to make it into the Goyim, and Boar Kates, he brings the Hashkocha from the end of time. Zebuchinas Demois Shabuch and Beisat Tzad. This is the reason for tears when a person is suffering. He lets out tears. Kimeachash Yeshla Yisudim and Tzad. Since a person has Yisudim and Tzad, Alkenu Tzorach Lebuchinas Hashkocha. Therefore, he needs the Bechinas Hashkocha, Kadeshihi Eloi Yeshua Kanal. In order to have a Yeshua, he has to have Hashkocha, because the Hashkocha takes away the Yisudim and Tzad. Alken Maidin Demois, therefore, a person lets out tears. The Mamshech is drawn through them, the Chelke Hashkocha and sight. Because the Hashkocha and sight is drawn into the tears. The sight that goes into the after the crying into the tears. And the Shehem Chasrim Hori Ois. They take away part of the sight. They take away a part of the power of sight. But the sight is drawn within the tears. The tears themselves happen. So therefore the tears are called Hashkocha. In order for a person to be Mamshich Hashkocha, he lets out tears, which brings Hashkocha from the Mala, from the bottom. That's why in the time of Tzad, a person should cry, and through the crying, and the fact that it's our tears, the tears themselves are Hashkocha that are brought back to him. He lets out the power of his own sight, but it's apparently it's Mamshech, the sight of Hashkocha Shalmala. It's Pshat that Cheskio cried a cry of greatness. And then Rabbi Yeshachal has written in the time he was sick, Bechigodl Daika, Kihim Shechlasech Bechi Esari Oesi Hashkocha, because he brought into the cry Godl. Godl means Tefillah, which is Hashkocha. Pshat Bechina is Godl, Bechina is Tefillah Kanal. Tefillah is called Godel, and that's Hashkocha. But his cry, his mamshich, this Hashkocha. This is what it says about David, the time he cried about his tzad, Ad David Higdil. That Yunison and David cried both together until David Higdil, that his voice of crying went above Yunison's. But it says David, his cry was Higdil, Shehigia Bechiyosel, Bechinas Hashkocha, Bechinas Godel Kanal. David cried until his cry reached the point of Godel, point where it drew Hashkocha. Because through Hashkocha, people are saved from any kind of tzad yisudim. Because through Hashkocha, so Hashem is both as machnia, he lowers and he wipes out the goyim and the teva and the mazel. The Jews rise far above them. The male, they are not bound to any more the dinam yisurim. So through hashgacha, Hashem saves the Jews from all types of tzores. Therefore, a person should always remember the fact that everything is b'hashgacha me Hashem. A person has the das hasholim and that. So if it's by hashgacha, so a male will never have any tzavi yisurim, because through hashgacha he is safe from all types of tzavi yisurim. Baruch Hashem.